North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you could join us this afternoon. As I bring back a very special guest that I've had on The Mark White Show before, Mr. Brandon Mao. Now, Mr. Brandon Mao talks about type 1 diabetes. He is a pancreas transplant recipient in 2018. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Brandon Mao.
Thank you so much for having me.
I think we should add author to that list of things.
Oh, yeah.
What on earth possessed you to write a book?
It was not something that I thought I would ever do, because who wants to read about my life? It's always been my attitude. What do I have to share with anybody? But after a life of chronic illness and diabetes and having to fundraise to pay for my own transplant and go through that whole process and technically die twice, you know, I'm not supposed to be alive today, and it kind of changes your opinion about life a little bit. And one of the things that I realized after the fact of going through everything was that there wasn't a story I could find that was like mine. Every time I Googled things, there were no one sharing their journey similar to what I have been through. So there was no one that I could relate to. So it kind of came down to one of those things where I think I needed to document everything that happened. But at the same time, I thought, well, maybe this might be a good resource for someone. And I thought I would just put it online. And it kind of turned out to be something a little bigger. And now it's in a memoir, and it's called I'm Still Kicking. And it was released last weekend.
You know, Brandon, what you're saying makes a lot of sense, and I know that your story has resonated with people, not just people in a world where they need organ donation, but people who have decided that they wanted to be a part of your effort. They realize that it could one day be themselves, or it could be someone that they care about that's affected in a way that you've been.
Yeah, definitely. What is amazing to me is I always had the attitude of, I have to not let people know what I'm going through physically, because that's not someone else's burden. That's my own. And that, you know, I always thought that people looked down on me because I had something wrong with me. But in reality, that's not the case with everyone. And I really had to like break all my beliefs down in order to ask for help and let people into my life. And it really, it changed me like so much. So where it's not like I just, you know, I go screaming what's going on with me to everyone, but I'm not afraid to share what's going on with me to other people, because I have found it so beneficial, not only for myself, but for other people who have said, thank you for doing this. Or I'm so glad you're bringing awareness to this. And it really just showed me that there was that need in this area of chronic illness for sure.
And Brandon, there are a lot of people who have jumped on board of the Mark White Show since you came on several months ago. And so I think it would be good to give a background of your situation with type 1 diabetes and tell the story of the amazing fundraiser that you had to set up to help save your life.
Oh yeah. Okay. So I was diagnosed at the age of 3 with juvenile diabetes, and that is now called type 1 diabetes in today's day and age. I was diagnosed back in 1987. And I lived as a well-controlled diabetic teenage years into my 20s, and all was well in the world. And then I got 2 kidney stones in my left kidney without me being aware of them. And I didn't know they were kidney stones until it was too late. And I went to the hospital and they were like, you have 2 kidney stones. They're the size of your thumbnail. We have to do emergency surgery because you're septic and you might die. And so that was like my first major surgery and first hospital visit since I was diagnosed. And it turns out that those 2 kidney stones caused tons of problems. It ended up being 7 surgeries to repair all the damage that it did. And they ended up taking the kidney completely out of my body because it was too damaged. And it turned my well-controlled type 1 diabetes into what is known as brittle diabetes, which is uncontrollable diabetes. My body was unable to process insulin correctly and process food correctly, so nothing would match up. And in order for the body to work, the insulin needs to be breaking food down to give yourself energy so that you can heal, so that you have the energy to live, so you can burn the calories. And when you're not able to do that, your brain and your body just cannot function. So what started happening was that my brain and body stopped functioning because it didn't have the energy, because my body couldn't break it down. And insulin is processed through the kidneys. And because my kidneys were under so much trauma for so long, that it's just, this is the theory. And the theory is that my kidney just stopped being able to handle the manufactured insulin. So we tried all different types of insulin, every different treatment, none of it worked. And finally, I had been pronounced dead twice. And I saw a new doctor, because at this point, I everything was failing. My left kidney was failing. My cholesterol was out of this world. My blood pressure was terrible. And that was just all damage from low blood sugar on the body. There was nothing I could do about it, no matter what I ate, no matter what insulin I gave myself. And so I finally saw a doctor who said, look, Brandon, you're doing everything right, but your body cannot respond to it. So the only way to save your life is to have a pancreas-only transplant, or you will die within 10 years, if not the next low blood sugar. And I was having 6 to 8 low blood sugars every day. And so it really lit a fire under my butt and made me seek out what a transplant was, what the process was, how that happened. And because I only had one kidney, with a lot of hospitals that disqualified me with a pancreas only transplant. And then once I found a hospital that could do it, it would be $250,000 up front because it's not covered by insurance. It's an optional coverage under the Affordable Care Act with insurance that insurance companies can choose to carry, and Medicare, Medicaid, and all the insurances that I had access to did not cover it. So I ended up having to fundraise the $250,000. And when I talk about like me letting people into my life, that's what I'm talking about. No one knew I was sick. Hardly anyone knew I was a diabetic. And all of a sudden, I'm dying. And in order to live, I need people's help. And so I opened up. And I wrote a letter, and put it online, and we just kind of saw what would happen, and it just shocked and amazed me that people started to give money, they started to invest in me so that I could live, and within 3 months I raised the $250,000, got actively listed on the transplant list, and had my life-saving organ transplant the day after Christmas in 2018. And that's all because of other people who were willing to help me.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Brandon Mao. He is a newly established author, had his book release on August the 7th. It's called I'm Still Kicking, Overcoming the Impossible When You're Mad at the World. Brandon, this advocacy of type 1 diabetes, your pancreas transplant, all of these things culminate into an amazing story that I know is going to have an impact on people. And I want to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want you to share about this book. I want you to share about what you want the message for people to get from it. I want you to be able to share how people can get the book in their hands, okay?
Sounds great.
Folks, right now we are talking to Brandon Mao. Brandon Mao, he was a type 1 diabetic for 31 years. He had a pancreas transplant in 2018, and now he's a new author of this book called I'm Still Kicking, Overcoming the Impossible When You're Mad at the World. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this very important conversation with Brandon Mao. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call. Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. My special guest today is Mr. Brandon Mao. He has been on The Mark White Show before. He experienced type 1 diabetes for 31 years, had a pancreas transplant in 2018, and now he has put all of his experiences together, and I'm sure he's probably mentioned Boone at least one time in the new book, I'm Still Kicking. Brandon Mao, welcome back to The Mark White Show.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much for having me.
We haven't even talked about Boone yet, but in the last show, we talked about the importance of this dog to you and what it has done to change your life.
Yeah, so Boone is a really special service dog, and he was trained to detect low blood sugars. And what they discovered with training these diabetic alert dogs to sense low blood sugars is that when the body starts dropping in blood sugar really fast, the liver releases glucagen, which also has cholesterol attached to it. So what ends up happening when you're having a low blood sugar or a hypoglycemic episode, you have extra cholesterol running through your bloodstream at that time because the body's trying to catch on to sugar molecules to not let them be burned. And that's what the dogs are used to smelling. So when all of a sudden you have high cholesterol in your blood, the dogs can smell that and know that you have a low blood sugar happening. So when I started suffering from hypoglycemia unawareness, meaning I couldn't feel my blood sugars going low, a lot of times people say, oh, I need something to eat. I have low blood sugar. Well, that feeling of the low blood sugar was no longer with me. That had disappeared for various reasons. And so I had to find ways to replace that. And one of the ways is with a CGM, a continuous glucose monitor. And, but those are behind lifetime, by at least 5 minutes, so that wasn't exactly helpful. But what is a service dog, and so I got Boone, and he has saved my life countless times. He was there for me and kept me going on days where I didn't think I could make it. But because I had him, it was like, no, I am here today, and my job is to take care of Boone. And then he's going to take care of me. And so we like kind of fought this battle of survival together. And he's a standard golden doodle. He's like this regal. He like prances around. He's a hilarious, the most gentle, kindest dog that has human eyes and saves lives. And that's my dog Boone. And he has a very special part in my life.
I'm going to tell you, Brandon, in the first segment, when you talked about the fact that you really weren't looking for the public to know what your problems were, that those were your problems and you weren't going to put that on other people. at the same time, by revealing what's happened to you to save your life, of course, with having the pancreas transplant, but then now taking your message, your story, and putting it all together in a book so that it can help other people, man, that's really amazing. And that's an amazing journey you've gone through from the point of not wanting to share to really sharing.
Yes, it really is. You know, I was nervous about it because how much information does someone need to know about someone else? And, you know, I kind of found a resolution to that by saying, you know what? These are the things that I have been through in life that have helped me become who I am. It has allowed me to be successful in many ways with life. And these are the things that I failed at, and this is why it didn't work out, and maybe it was for the better. And so revisiting those things and telling those stories was therapeutic in a way for me to realize, wow, all of these things led up to me getting this transplant. And had I not been through that, I don't think I would have been in the position to ask. I don't think I would have been in the position to do what I needed to do, just to stick with it instead of just deciding to give up. And, you know, I'm not trying to glorify chronic illness with this book. I am just trying to share my story and to share insight into what I've been through. But at the end of the day, it is, you know, I grew up on a chicken ranch and had the coolest childhood of all time. I don't know anyone else, you know, that has kind of had the childhood like I've had. I went to Bible college. I became a high school teacher. I went to law school. Like the different things that I've done, I don't say it because I'm bragging. I say it because I was searching for things to do in life because I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I always went after it. And if I didn't like it, I changed it. I said, nope, this isn't working out for me. Let me find what does. And I also document what it's like not living with health insurance and the battles you face and what you have to do and the benefit of the Affordable Care Act. And then it ends up betraying me. And so I really talk a lot about that. And it's not only about my health journey. It's also about issues with family and my own personal anger towards family about everything that happened and everything that we've been through. And a lot of the issues in my life came from being betrayed by friends and family and having extreme issues trusting people. And so I kind of talk about what got me through that and what made me see things differently and why I just don't have a terrible negative attitude. And really what motivates me every day to just keep going. Even when I have really bad days, I'm thankful to be alive. And I didn't always feel well. But it really kind of, it's a quick read. It really kind of touches on some interesting parts in my life, but everything I think is unique and extremely relatable to whoever you are and wherever you're at in life. And so I really do. I hope that it can help people, and I hope that it can be a resource to let others know that I made it through this, and this was the worst thing that I've been able to make it through. And it wasn't your, you know, pure luck. It wasn't all decisions made by me. Other forces were at work. Tons of people were behind me in getting me to this point. And that's the story that needs to be known. So if people are looking to be motivated, if they're looking for a very unique story that they can relate to, then my book is definitely for you.
It sounds like a very encouraging and inspiring story for a lot of people to read, especially those who may not think so much about life right now. Maybe they're discouraged. Maybe they're facing some challenges themselves, and they just need something or someone to show that there is hope, that there are opportunities out there. Don't give up. Don't quit. Keep fighting. Keep moving forward. And it sounds like I'm Still Kicking might be a really good resource for somebody out there.
Definitely. You know, and the whole overcoming the impossible when you're mad at the world is true. When you're sick, you're mad. when you get betrayed, you're mad. And you hold on to that anger and that resentment, and it kind of makes you bitter towards wanting to fight for life, because you're like, everyone is just there to, you know, to is out for me, and everyone wants to just hurt me and harm me. And that's really what I thought. But by making myself vulnerable, it kind of broke those walls down and made me see things differently. And so I you know, whether it be someone, you know, struggling with chronic illness or anger, any of that kind of stuff, it really, I think, can be a really good help, or at least a story that is relatable, where you can say, oh yeah, I've been through that exact same thing, or I'm going through that exact same thing. You can kind of see where I'm at now with it.
Well, Brandon, I want to give you an opportunity right now to share how people can get the book, I'm Still Kicking, Overcoming the Impossible When You're Mad at the World.
You can find the book on Amazon. You can look up my name, Brandon Mao, M for Mary, O-U-W. Look up I'm Still Kicking. The easiest way that I have found as of right now is to go to my website, BrandonMao.com, or my Instagram, Brandon Mao Official, and all the links are there. You can also Google my name, and it will pop up. And so, thankfully, it's readily accessible for people who are looking for it. And the audiobook version, which is read by me, comes out in 2 weeks. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Very cool. Well, I'm excited for you, Brandon, and I appreciate the fact that you've put all this together. You've compiled it into a book so that people can hear your story, and then they can relate to their own story, and maybe it will help make a difference in their life, buddy.
Yep. Don't give up. You know, whatever it takes for you to get through the day, you got to do. And that's all it takes.
Brandon Mao, type 1 diabetes, 31 years, pancreas transplant in 2018. Now a new author of I'm Still Kicking, Overcoming the Impossible When You're Mad at the World. Brandon, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show. I do encourage people to go to Brandon Mao Official on Instagram and follow you there, and then also get a copy of that book.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me on.
Always a pleasure, my friend. You're welcome back anytime.
All right. Bye-bye.
Folks, Brandon Mao, I hope that you will find the book, I'm Still Kicking, Overcoming the Impossible When You're Mad at the World. Follow Brandon Mao, as I said, Brandon Mao Official on Instagram. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Brandon Mao, and I hope that you're encouraged and inspired by Brandon's story, and it does inspire you, motivate you to go out and make a difference in this life. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also subscribe to the Mark White Show via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown? Ah, these are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola.
Boutique Air Service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Now that was a great Christmas morning.
Oh, it looks like you have one more gift under the tree, son.
An alternate roofing system installed by a GAF Master Elite Contractor and a GAF Golden Pledge Warranty?
Keep looking.
Whoa, a 25-year Thompson Roofing Workmanship Warranty backed by GAF? Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me.
Santa?
No, Santa is not really licensed and insured. You can thank Thompson Roofing and Construction. They've been serving North Alabama and South Tennessee communities for years.
Wow.
I just went to 256roofing.com and set up an appointment for a free inspection and quote. Contact Thompson Roofing and Construction today at 256roofing.com. 256-952-3309. Now, did you check your stocking?
Seamless gutters. Thanks, Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.